Australians are using more illicit drugs, with methamphetamine still topping the list, particularly in regional areas. Law enforcement experts say the latest national snapshot on drug use reveals a significant challenge in tackling the scourge of ICE. Catherine Gregory reports.
For government and criminal intelligence bodies, cracking down on the flow of methamphetamines or ICE is more critical than ever.
We clearly have a big problem with ICE in regional areas, and we need to continue to go after it.
That's Angus Taylor, the Federal Minister for Law Enforcement. He's referring to the latest National Drug Monitoring Report, which traced the presence of a dozen illegal and legal drugs in wastewater at approximately 45 sites late last year. It shows consumption of ICE increased between August and December last year.
So we now know about 8.4 tonnes of ICE, of methamphetamines, are consumed in Australia. It was minimal only a few short years ago.
And given this wastewater analysis, what sort of indications does that give you on how to intercept the flow of methamphetamines?
We know that there is an increasing involvement now of global organised crime in the trade of methamphetamine. We have set up a series of task forces to deal with this. One of them is jointly with the Chinese law enforcement agencies.
Shane Nielsen is from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission, which runs the wastewater analysis program.
Despite enormous amounts of seizures at the border and across the country, we still need to tackle the demand for the drugs.
Mr. Nielsen points out that while consumption of opioids, specifically fentanyl and oxycodone, remains high in regional areas, it's nowhere near as bad as the United States. And he says the analysis is unable to distinguish between the illicit and legal market for those substances.
It provides the size of the market. What we then do is we need to understand, from talking with industry and talking with the medical professionals, to understand what amount of fentanyl and oxycodone, for example, is being legitimately prescribed.
The wastewater analysis helps determine funding needs for drug management. It also informed a joint parliamentary committee's inquiry into ICE, which handed down its final report last week. Crossbench South Australian Senator Rex Patrick has questioned why that report shows his state receiving less funding than Queensland or New South Wales, when consecutive wastewater analysis reports shows it has higher ICE use. Liberal MP Craig Kelly is the chair of the committee.
You also have to understand this is just one lot of funding. There are also other special programs for South Australia that they've been topped up on.
Federal Liberal MP Craig Kelly ending Catherine Gregory's report.